So I also meant to ask about the legal team and stuff, when the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project got involved with your case, and then also just after you were released with IRA, if you could kind of explain the exoneration process and just kind of how the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project worked with you.
So again, I spoke on, the times where you just write and write and write, and when I tell this story, it's just write and write and write and write, and it seems like, I'm being redundant, but that's literally how it felt, and no one was hearing. I had taken an attempt to reach out to Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project twice before. They rejected me. At some point, someone from an institution that was with the guy, around the guy, that put me with this case, he was transferred to where I was at. I didn't know the guy, but it was, take this to, Troy Burnham, and then we and then kind of for a while, it was a while before I got it, but I got the affidavit, the recantation. So now, after years and years, I done slowed down. I'm back in the library. I'm formulating a motion, and we're gonna see what happens. I did the motion, sent it in, and I got a response. That amounted to, well, first of all, it was a response that said, or answer the very thing that I've been asking for from people for years. I hear you. So he ordered what amounts to, a post-trial discovery, on a witness, reopened the record, to be examined, and certain things that happened, that wasn't right, he wanted answers for. So at that point, when I filed this by myself, I got the order in the mail. Once I got the order in the mail, then I started back. I sat down. I started writing letters. Having knowledge of the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project. And again, like I said, had been, turned down by them twice. I made specific calls to, or I wrote specific letters to, at this point, I can't remember who the letters were to, but I know the one letter, that I wrote. And I called my mom and told her, in a couple of days that I needed her to follow up on it. And that letter was to Seth Rosenthal. It was at that point my mom talked to Seth Rosenthal, and he told her, essentially, have no fear. And I jokingly say this, to him, but it amounts to have no fear. I'm here, the law firm that he worked for, at the particular time, was Venable LLC, LLP, sorry. But he also at that particular time was the chairman of the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project. So, he essentially sat down with them and said, look, we're gonna look into this case. And that's what happened. As they say, the rest is history. So we're in the process of, preparing the case, and they're doing their investigations, traveling around different, penitentiaries, in the country. All the while we passing around this information, about Iron. So there's certain, petitions that I signed and everything as it relates to, IRA and things of that nature. But from my view, that didn't really matter because I still know that I'm innocent. So, it wasn't just about freedom for me. It was about somehow trying to salvage, what I believe the system, reduced to, a remnant or remnants. But in the process of getting ready, I'm gonna go before the judge. And when it actually was passed, I called and I told him like, we need to have a conference call. So in a conference call, I essentially told him, I said, there's this new thing, it's called the Incarceration Reduction Amendment Act. And what it will do is allow me, to go home based on, this. I said I wouldn't have to, go because my fear was always with the parole board. And I had told my mom some years earlier that I never was coming home, I don't think, if I had to go to the parole board.